When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello and welcome to Comp.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How
That's
are you?
That's great. You know what's even make even better?
What?
If you liked and subscribed to the Comp podcast, we got all the juicy stuff, all the current events that you can cram into the comedy and the horror, and just like and subscribe it so we can keep doing this. That's good. That'll make it even better. Also, we have a Comp Patreon. We get an extra episode every week for $5 a month. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Extra episodes. You get free content.
It's amazing.
It's not free content. It's paid content. But yeah, we say everything.
It's a little extra spicy.
Oh, we say everything because there's no algorithm on Patreon. So we say everything.
We say everything on here too, but we're going to try to stop.
Don't tell them that.
It's bad for our algorithm.
Stop. You know, that's not how you sell. You don't sell by telling them we're taking them away. Just ignore that. Ignore the bad. Anyway, moving on. See, we got through it. Like, subscribe, notification bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Always scrolling, scrolling, scrolling and watching.
This is Black Mirror, but not as saucy. Anyway, Ellen DeGeneres. Right into topics. Today's canceled citizen of the week, if you will. Ellen, what's going on? We have Ellen. Something about Ellen?
This has been a long time coming.
She was kicked out of show business. I thought she was worth $100 million. What's going on?
She's claiming she's been kicked out. She's been betrayed. That she's had a Judas kiss planted on her lips.
Are those her words? That someone gave her a Judas kiss? Hey, remember that theme song from the Ellen show? Hey, it's Ellen. Hey, it's Ellen. If you fire me, I'll say it's a Judas kiss. Anyway.
She's, have you ever heard any of the accusations against her from like her staff?
That she's a lesbian?
That she's been accused of.
I thought she admitted to that.
Well, she's been accused of toxic workplace behavior.
Oh, that. Okay. I thought they were just being homophobic.
Yeah.
What happened?
I guess she's a real witch behind the scenes.
Yeah, look, I'm going to ask a few questions. Did she burn people?
I don't think she burned people.
Did she call the FBI and tell them lies about her employees?
I don't believe so, but she may have doxxed a woman who
worked for her,
who sells abused dogs or something.
If I was in Ellen's shoes, by the way, here's what I would do. I had a nasty employee, an employee who didn't want to do her job or his job or was just giving me guff. I'd say, I have a phone number. And then when I call that phone number, a man picks up. Do you know where that man works?
No, where?
The FBI. I can tell him whatever I please. And I'll tell him things about you. And what, it doesn't matter if they're true. Who's he going to believe? You, who is not known to anyone. Or the richest comedian in Burbank. So you better get me another scone. Or I'll tell them you burn cats.
I'll get you another scone anyway. You don't have to tell them I burn cats.
Hey, let's not be petty, all right?
I'm a PA. It's my job to get you scones.
I'm not trying to argue. I want an argument, all right? I just want my scone. I'm trying to be creative here. I'm trying to create whimsical media for the fat women of America, for the fat lonely women who sit here and watch. Oh, it's Ellen. She's gonna dox you if you take care of dogs. It's Ellen.
Do you think she's ever vomited while meeting a fan? Just vomited at the sight of them?
I mean, I think she has armed guards who will prevent you. It's like that thing in Dune. I don't like the new Dune, because the old Dune that David Lynch made, even though he wasn't proud of it, there were these guards that had these big headdresses on, and they were like, if you try to get towards the Emperor, they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And then it'd be like that, but only they'd have swords. Ellen had what do they call those swords? Scimitars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an Indiana Jones.
The circular swords?
Circular? I've never seen a circular sword. What?
Or am I thinking of a scythe or something?
I don't know. The scythe is what the Grim Reaper has.
Right.
There's okay. No, I mean, there might be a circular sword, an oval, like a circle? Like a killer donut? I mean, it's more of a curved sword. It's not circular.
So
it has an arc to it.
So they have these scimitars.
Yeah, and then and they cut and they hurt you with them if you try to get near Pretty Ellen. That's what I call her. I call her Pretty Ellen, the comedian, the comedian.
Do you think young Ellen DeGeneres was hot at all?
Yeah, I think she was attractive. I mean, enough. I mean, I wouldn't try to. It'd be a crime for me to ask her out, right? In Time Machine. I'm saying it's not a crime, but from a straight man to ask out a lesbian woman, it's kind of they consider that a violation these days, right? I would be canceled for that, right?
I don't think it's a crime to
I would be brought to The Hague and said, why would you offer? She has no interest in what you have to offer. You're a man of the flesh. She's like a wizard. I feel like women when they don't like straight men, they're like wizards. it's like a person who doesn't have to eat. Because what we have to offer is our ability to. I mean, we're good at other stuff. I do all the cabling in the apartment between me and you.
Yeah,
I run the cables. And you sometimes resent that. But yeah, but you're not a lesbian woman. You're a straight woman.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lesbian woman, I can do my own cables.
Do you think that's your only value to me? Is that you can run, is that you can organize cables?
Yeah. I mean, and sex.
Yeah.
Sexual stuff.
I mean, I don't think it's a crime to
shoot. But she has no interest in that.
To shoot your shot.
I think even just saying shoot your shot is very aggressive. It's very much like I would be burned at the altar of YouTube. I mean, I would should we do this? Should I try to sleep with her? if you're so confident, that's okay. Should I do this?
Well, I mean, honestly, now she might pick you up. Maybe she's heading back into the closet because she's saying in this article.
Oh, is she saying that?
Well, she's saying in this article that basically.
I mean, I think we should read the article first before you threatened her to get back in the closet. let's get some context into the mix before Lucy says something and accidentally it seems crazy.
I'm not saying I want to send her there.
Well, I don't. None of us do.
Yeah.
Now I have to say it. Neither do I. Why are we in this position, Lucy? Let's read some of the article.
But she seems to be saying all of this is happening to her because.
Let's see. Let's see. Ellen DeGeneres is laying it all out. Is that like a photography spread? Like, or is this just metaphorically? I'd love to see it. I'd love to see. I mean, just for the academic element of it.
Yeah.
I'm a looker. I like to look.
A voyeur.
If it's being offered. I'm not a snoop. 2 years after walking away from her eponymous daytime talk. Is that how you say eponymous?
Yeah, eponymous.
I feel like there should be something more there. Like, whatever. Eponymous daytime talk show. Is Tim Tebow? I thought she was still. I thought she still was on the air. I thought she. I knew when she was leaving, but I didn't realize she'd even ended it yet. That really ended with a whimper, I guess. Did she do a last dance?
I wonder what it was like. I mean,
she would do very lame dancing, right? That was her whole gimmick.
People would come out and they'd dance together,
and they'd bring fat women out to dance.
Yeah,
and they would dance together, and then someone.
Didn't Obama do something with her?
God, he had
some infamous dance.
They really made him. That's like they really made him just debase himself. he had to pretend like he was enjoying that dancing with Elling, which was mired in allegations of a toxic workplace during his final years. The comedian reflected on the controversy and its impact on her. It's all about her with Ellen, right? Very much, very selfish person from what I hear. Very, does she give to charity? How would I know? I would assume no, but I can't say that for sure. Is she nice to children? I would assume no.
Well, she brought out that, I remember her having that Japanese kid playing Crazy Train.
All right.
On her show.
And she was yelling at him, right?
And she said, get off the stage.
I got kicked out of show business. DeGeneres quipped while eating a golden pretzel, literally a pretzel dipped in gold. During her stand-up comedy set at the Coronet Theater. I mean, she's doing a comedy set. I guess the Coronet Theater in West Hollywood doesn't count as show business.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
How long did you have that show? Like 20 years?
Yeah. Make some room for someone. Gee. There's no mean people in show business. That quip. Oh, like she's like
she said that sarcastically.
Like I can't be mean.
Yeah.
The be kind girl wasn't kind. The 66-year-old continued. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps. Did she dance up steps? Like she was on like, did she do that?
I don't remember her ever dancing up steps.
Isn't that like a Gene Kelly thing?
I think she just danced a little bit.
Maybe she would dance towards the audience, or towards the fat women she entertained. the human seals who clapped for her. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps. Do you know how hard it is to dance up steps? Would a mean person dance up steps? This sounds insane.
Yeah.
This sounds like a person goes, like, could I have buried this child in the woods? Do you know how hard it is to bury a child in the woods? Like, no, I don't. Do you? In 2020, 11 current and former Ellen DeGeneres employees detailed their experience on the talk show, which they described as a toxic work environment. An explosive BuzzFeed news report. I mean, is that why BuzzFeed's gone? Did she shut down BuzzFeed? This woman like runs half the country, and she's like, I got kicked out of show business. She has launch codes. This woman has launch codes. Ellen could blow up at least 20. There's probably certain countries she can't, right? Like certain big countries, important ones, but she could blow up like, you know, what are those? The Micronesia. She could launch missiles at Micronesia. She could, I'm sure the Pentagon would let her. If she came to the Pentagon, she danced for them. They would let her blow up something. What's another country? Finland, maybe?
They might let her
do some
damage to Finland.
Yeah, maybe Sweden. Not Switzerland, because there's still banks there, right? But I'm just saying, but she was kicked out of show business. Has she witnessed beheadings? I don't know. Probably. I would assume so. Based on her personality. Go on.
In 2020, 11 current and former Ellen DeGeneres Show employees detailed their experience.
I read this already.
Oh, okay, right.
Some mentioned facing microaggressions, favoritism by executive producers, and claims of unexpected terminations. Well, I mean, this doesn't sound that bad. Where's the burnings?
Right.
To Ellen's credit, why these people are whining nowadays? No one wants to do their job. You know, I had a lot of crappy jobs, a lot of terrible jobs. I worked at a McDonald's, which I loved, but was awful at. I would make a mess. I remember I had a manager at McDonald's who told me, he took me aside one day and said to me, "Ray, come here. I want to show you why everything you clean looks like ass." And I was like, all right. And he taught me how to take the rag that I would clean the tables with. And instead of being all bunched up and like, you know, like a wad of toilet paper, just spread it out flat and wipe, you know, in a circular motion. And I learned, and I worked at a CVS type place. I think it was CVS. And I was fired for, amongst other things. There was a snowstorm one day, and I was just kind of randomly using the price gun on the photo lab machine. What? And they were showing me the video. And they're like, what are we doing here? And I'm like, yeah, I think it's the price gun. Why are you doing that? I don't have an answer. It seemed appropriate at the time. I had these jobs, but it was also much more personable. When we go to a store now, people are very much like, I remember going to the bank, and this is like not even out, this is a while ago. It's gotten worse since then. This is before the pandemic. Going to the bank, I took out like an odd amount of money. Let's just say like my rent was like, I think at the time it was around 1,000, right? And I had to pay for, I was also paying like the exact amount for the extra cable box that they got, right? And so it was like 1,032. And this guy at the bank asked me, what is this for? Oh, that's a weird number. What is this for? And I gave him the business. I said, who the hell are you to ask me what this is for? And so he seemed confused and looked down. I was like, how dare you?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Nobody wants to do emotional labor for you anymore. Nobody wants to make you feel good.
I have to make me feel good.
About getting their service.
Right. Well, just don't ask me questions. It's my money.
You know? I do think that's a little invasive. That's right. It's crossing a line.
If I asked that, I would be told to, you know, I would get the riot act.
Yeah.
But these people don't have managers anymore. Hey, managers, you're the problem. Why am I looking at not the camera? Managers, you're the problem. I just stared at a wall. I'd be terrible in show business. Go on.
In addition to an internal memo vowing to make improvements, the comedian apologized in the season 18 premiere opening monologue, adding, I take this very seriously, and I want to say I'm sorry to the people who were affected.
I went to Charlie's Chuckle Hut? Right. Oh, I didn't go to business school, she continued. I went, I skipped over stuff. As for her, it appears returning to her comedy roots is also a way to unpack the tumult from the show. After all, she also admitted she didn't know how to be a boss. This is like a Pentagon general being like, I'm sorry, I was hangry after he like bombs a refugee camp by mistake on purpose. I didn't go to business school, she continued. I went to Charlie's Chuckle Hut where I beheaded a goat. That's not something. The show was called Ellen, and everybody was wearing t-shirts that said Ellen, and there were buildings on the Warner Brothers lot that said Ellen, but I didn't know that meant I should be in charge. Are you kidding me? Seriously, what is this bitch talking about? What the hell is this? I can't even not... What is she talking about? You realize how cutthroat you have to be to get your own talk show? You think you just get them?
I just ended up here.
What? You already had a sitcom that ran for like at least a few seasons, right? And then you get a talk show. Did she get Rosie O'Donnell's old talk show? Is that what happened? It doesn't matter. The point is, she got a talk show. You don't just, I don't know if anyone here's tried to be famous ever. You don't just get things.
Yeah.
You have to stab people in the back to get them.
No, that's like a special kind of like sociopathy that like only late night show hosts have. Yeah. It's like the ability to just stab thousands of people in the back and then go on the show and go, I just ended up here somehow.
What did I do? I just hit the button that made the people set on fire. I don't know. I'm a little baby.
I'm just a guy.
I just bite people. I just have a drinking problem, and I bite people real bad. I don't know. What is this shit? What is this? I like about Johnny Carson. He didn't like pretend not to be a monster. You knew he was doing stuff. You know what? To women, to men, I don't know.
Mm.
The worst stuff in the world? Maybe not. But he probably liked a few highballs. Probably liked to play tennis with rocks. He'd throw tennis balls. I don't want to speculate on what Johnny Carson did to people to hurt them. But I bet he did. Didn't he like Joan Rivers didn't get his blessing to do a talk show? And he never talked to her again? His good friend Joan Rivers? Because she betrayed him? Because she didn't get his... You're not in the mafia, Johnny Carson. You were you were jack off in Malibu. You're not the Don. You're the Don of Malibu. Enough. Ellen. She's like the modern day Johnny Carson. Although, you know, in Johnny Carson was allowed to stay. Oh, I don't know. Hey, I'm gonna put a turban on and imagine. What if we blew up Iran? Go on.
She also drew parallels to the 1998 cancellation of her sitcom Ellen, which came as a result of her coming out as gay. Did it really? Was that like a direct thing? She came out as gay and they were like, you're done?
I think she might have came out as gay partly because the show was in decline.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't a very good show. It was Jeremy Piven, who was a tremendous talent, but he hadn't had his breakout success in Entourage. Right?
Right.
So she was, in my opinion, underutilizing him because she could probably care less about Jeremy Piven.
Right.
Poor Jeremy Piven.
Poor Jeremy Piven.
Seriously, he's great though. You ever watch Entourage?
No.
He's so good. So good. I didn't mean that. And what happened to him, I don't know why he's not in Hollywood anymore, but let him back. Even if he did do something, what do I care? I mean, I hope it's not that bad. But I think the guy seems like a nice guy. Don't know anything. I don't judge people. Here's the thing. I'm a Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be the most. I may not have the biggest Eucharist, right? And I may not have the. And I may not. You know. I may not be nailed to the largest cross.
Is that what you think Eucharists are? They're like a rank that people get? You get a small one and you're not important. Then you have a big one hanging around your neck.
Well, sure. The priest holds up a big one, but then you get a small one.
The guy with the biggest Eucharist becomes Pope.
Well, I mean, you ever been to Mass? I mean, I know your family didn't take you to Mass a lot, but, you know, when you go.
Burn.
Yeah, but the priest holds up this big old Eucharist, right?
Yeah.
But then what do you get? A little one.
Yeah.
So maybe don't be so glib.
And that wounded your ego when you were a child. Well,
yeah, like,
why don't I have that big Eucharist?
Yeah, but why didn't wound it? I'd be like, oh, I guess I'm not holy enough.
I'm pretty sure. Look, we may have been what did your judgmental family call it?
A&P Catholics.
A&P Catholics.
Ashes and palms.
We may have been A&P Catholics, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't the priest's personal Eucharist. It was like supposed to represent the community's Eucharist.
He ate it.
I don't think he eats the whole thing. Yeah. I think the people up there with him eat part
ooh,
of it.
Who is Entourage? Jeremy Piven? What are you talking about?
Doesn't the guy who hands out the wine get part of that big Eucharist?
The Eucharistic minister?
Yeah.
Perhaps. You know who else got some of it? Me. Because I was an altar boy. Started at the bottom that, and then it was there. So, I don't complain is my point. I work my way up. I keep my head down. I work my way up. Head down, way up. All right? So Jeremy Piven, I'm sure. And so is Ellen. But Ellen might have taken a few shortcuts, stabby-stabby, in the back. All right? Nothing to be ashamed of, but let's not pretend we're little pixies. Oh! Why are you bleeding from the back? What happened? You got a boo-boo? Did I stab you with a knife? Jeremy! Piven!
I'm just dancing up steps.
Right.
I'm just dancing.
For these fat seals. These clapping fat seals who love me.
For those of you who are keeping score, this is the second time I've been kicked out of show business. DeGeneres noted.
This is the most sociopathic person who's ever existed. What the hell is she talking about? Kicked out of show business. She became a 100 millionaire. Is she worth half a billion? I don't know. About? What is she talking about? My mother doesn't know she's my mother. Wait, did I just lose something here? Okay. Eventually they're going to kick me out for a third time because I'm mean, old, and gay.
I'm mean, old, and gay.
She is gay.
She's admitting
that. And she will be old. She's old now, I guess.
I mean, she's admitting she's mean.
Right, she is mean. She's not denying the fact. This is actually a great spin. Like, look, Ellen, no one's going to believe that you're not the worst person in the world. You're just, you have the look, you look like Nosferatu with a wig. Right? She looked like, I don't mean physically completely. I mean, some of it's also the personality. But yeah, physically too. I mean, honestly, picture her bold. Look at her. Yeah. Look at that picture. She looks like, she does look like a vampire. Like someone put a fucking nice wig on a vampire. And goes, am I good now? am I passing for a human? She drinks the blood of children, but not in the way we talk about lately. Right? Just the old-fashioned vampire way.
Right. She has every Karen in the world sired to her.
Yeah. Fat Karens. Fat seals of women. It's like that movie, The Seventh Seal. But it's actually just a fat woman. Seven fat women. Anyway, go on.
More than that, however, the comedian expressed being in a difficult place, sharing insight while opening up about her mom, Betty DeGeneres' battle with dementia, and her own struggle in this new chapter of her life.
Don't pretend to care about your mother at the 11th hour.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, my mom has. All our moms have dementia. If we're lucky. What do you think? You think it's fun when they don't have dementia? They remember who you are. Go on.
My mother doesn't know she's my mother.
Must be nice for her.
I was with her for a second when she was just like, yeah, I'm mean.
Yeah.
Just like, don't backpedal.
My mother doesn't know she's my mother. She thinks I'm just some weird monster who stabs her with a fork when I don't eat my Jell-O. She explained, I'm trying to figure out who I am without my show.
Those are weird things to tie together.
Yeah, right, my mother has dementia, and I don't have. All I have is $300 million. What do I do? Do I travel? Who will I be mean to when I travel?
My mother can't remember how to chew her food.
So I burn her, but it doesn't feel the same as having your own show. Sometimes I think about lighting her on fire, but then. You know, that wouldn't get my show back. It would just make me feel good. That's it? That's how it ends? My mother doesn't know she's my mother, she explained. And I don't care anymore. I'm talking about my show again. That's literally it. It's like, hey, my mother, she doesn't like... Even her dementia is about her.
Right.
Even her mother's dementia is all about Ellen. You go back. It's like literally like my mom's dementia. She doesn't even know she's my mother. Not like she doesn't know who she is.
Right.
She doesn't know who I am, and I don't know who I am. And like, it's just, this is someone who's never, sociopaths are so lucky when they're gay. Because they can just blame gay being gay. But they're sociopaths.
Yeah.
It's really like, that wasn't always the case, but in this day and age, now it's a boon for sociopaths. Yeah, no, it really is. It really is a plus because you could just be a monster and go, I guess it's because I'm gay, right? I'm just because I'm gay. That's why you won't let me burn them. Oh, I wish I could dance. If I could dance, would they give me her show?
You can dance.
I know I can dance. I can dance real well. Someone get me, someone get a hold of whoever, you know, what monster opened a sarcophagus and like let out a spirit and gave her a show. Get a hold of that spirit they loosened 20 years ago. And maybe give me a show.
Yeah.
Do I have to go on a safari? Is that how it works? Do I have to go to like Machu Picchu or something? And grab an idol? Or something kind of genie? I mean, some djinn, right? Do I have to find a djinn? How do I get the monster to give me the show? The monsters who gave her a show. You know? I'll do the rituals.
Yeah.
I'll cut my hand and I'll vow to entertain the fat seals, the women, you know? That's really who runs this country.
Right. It's
clapping seals of women. Or men. I mean, were there ever men in the audience?
I don't think so.
Were they allowed to be?
I don't think I ever saw a single man in the audience.
It's a shame, because I feel like some men liked it. I've always been attracted to lesbian women. Am I being too vulnerable?
Have you been attracted to lesbian women?
Not exclusively, but I mean, Ellen.
You were attracted to her.
Yeah, I didn't want to admit it. I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I mean, not
exclusively. Yeah, when she was young, she was
cute. I'm talking all kinds of women, but I mean, I always found the short hair thing kind of cute.
Hmm.
Right?
I never knew that.
Well, because I don't need it. It's not like, oh, if only you were a lesbian woman, then I would have proposed earlier. You know, it's just like, I have nothing against it, though.
Mm.
I would have gone to see Ellen. But she wouldn't let men on the show.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let them watch what's happening. Did you ever watch the show?
I saw a couple of awkward interviews.
With a Korean kid?
With a couple of different people. I think she made some girl cry once or something because she was going through all her relationship failures. I don't know.
Ellen was telling a child about her relationship failures.
She was grilling some kid.
And then, what was her woman, the one who died she was with, right? She's like telling some 5-year-old girl, like some Chinese girl who's playing the piano. She's trying to tell her about, what's her name? Come on.
Oh, Anne Heche?
Yeah, she's like, and then Anne Heche didn't, you know, I brought her to Malibu and she vomited everywhere. And the Chinese girl like screwed up playing, you know, Chopin. And she's like, you missed a note. Anyway, little Chinese girls are great at Chopin.
Oh, yeah.
Is that racist to say? I'm sorry. But they are. They're very talented. I love watching those videos.
Oh, what were we watching? We were watching that movie, that awful movie, Little Man Tate.
Right.
Where he's playing a piano. He's playing Chopin or something. Yeah. He's supposed to be really good, but it's like he doesn't rise to the level of a mediocre Chinese kid.
Oh, no, they're so much better. But some older Chinese woman will still be like, no, no, you screwed up. I'm like, this is crazy. Anyway, just put that in place of Ellen.
Yeah.
So it's old age. Teach excellence in this country, will you? Teach someone to be excellent. Stop dancing up steps and just show some kid who's just trying to be excellent and just being told they're wrong. And then maybe I'll be able to get a Frappuccino in this country. Do your jobs. How you do your job, I'll do my job. This is my job. Oh, remember to like and subscribe. Just like it. You don't have to like it. You just have to like it. You know? No one's going to hold you to it. You just hit the like button, and no one's going to come to your house and go, did you like comp?
Yeah, your employers won't see it.
They won't know. They don't know anything. You're stealing pens anyway. What's the difference? You're stealing all these office supplies. You're worried you're going to be mad at your like comp. Shut up. Just like and subscribe. And follow. Comment. Say things. Ask me if I'm okay. I'm not. Moving on. So speaking of the worst people in the world... Harvey Weinstein. That means Harvey?
I mean, no, I think he's pretty bad.
Do we have this on here?
Harvey Weinstein was...
I think the article has a link to one article about it. You know, or whatever. Harvey Weinstein was overturned. His conviction. He was accused of all sorts of stuff that the algorithm loves. All sorts of activities that you just, this is great for the algorithm. Yeah, just scroll past that. Scroll past that word. That word that gets us dinged.
Harvey Weinstein's 2020 you-know-what conviction was overturned Thursday in New York, making way for a new trial.
Just conviction. Just say conviction. Just say, don't. I hate that cutesy stuff.
You know.
You know. Just say conviction. Just leave out words. Harvey Weinstein's Tea Party conviction. Harvey Weinstein's sugar conviction. Yeah, these euphemisms. I don't like it.
Harvey Weinstein's naughty boy conviction.
I like that. We can start that. We should start a whole thing. Harvey Weinstein and then the naughty boys. We conclude that the trial. So what happened here? State Court of Appeals found that the judge in a landmark Me Too trial prejudiced Weinstein, the former film mogul, with improper rulings, including the decision to let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case.
Okay. We conclude that the trial court erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying crimes because that testimony served no material non-propensity purpose.
Was it just Joy Lauren Adams being like, Chasing Amy was a terrible film. Why did he allow it to be made?
It's just, there was a 3-hour testimony by Kevin Smith.
Yeah. I was talking about Batman the whole time. Shut up. Where can you not wear shorts to court, you idiot? And a hockey jersey? Look awful. Get fat again, will you?
Somehow it's even worse when you're not fat. Yeah. So
the court compounded that error when it ruled that defendant who had no criminal history could be cross-examined about those allegations, as well as numerous allegations of misconduct that portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. Did they object?
Yeah, like did this ever come up?
Did the lawyer actually? I mean, I guess they must have objected. You can't just not object and then the court's like overturns it. I know that they're picky about that. Well, you actually have to object. You can't just be quiet the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that would be, because otherwise that would be my plan. I would just be like, I'd be like, did you set the walrus on fire? And I'd be like, And then later on, they'd be like, you know, appeal it. Mm. Just appeal everything. You can't. You have to object.
Yeah. What? No, I think he's staying in jail because
He's been convicted of other crimes.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he's like everyone. No one's ever said he's innocent.
Right.
Except him. I don't think even his lawyer said he was innocent.
I think he barely said he's innocent.
Yeah, I think he said, why can't I do this? I made Good Will Hunting. And like, well, you didn't direct it. No, but who else would have made this weird movie? And like, fair point. I like Good Will Hunting, but you know. It's like, it's not exactly, there's issues with it. You know, a different producer might have, you know, cleaned up the edges of Good Will Hunting. I wish you could do this. So, I mean, it makes math look like it's like, you know, just like some comedy routine.
It's just like math is jazz.
Yeah. I wish you could do what I could do. Like, a million people can do what you do. Maybe not as fast. Like, math is the kind of thing where, like, except for, like, you know, Newton, maybe, you figure one thing out. You figure one obscure thing out, and then it's like, oh, wow. You don't go around. No one's asking you to figure puzzles out all day. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
The movie makes no sense. Only a man who's preoccupied with masseuses would make that, would have that film made. Right. You should have been given notes on this film. And he doesn't get a math guy involved to help with the script.
Yeah, it's like somebody, you know, it's at the very least, he should just be a math guy. We can't have him doing poetry and history too.
I know everything about the Civil War. You can't be the bad boy who doesn't work hard in school, but then like I read 12 books a day. That's not what anyone does. Like, oh, when I'm not giving brain damage to like, you know, other kids in Boston, you know, after we have our snacks, we have snacks now, and you leave the snacks on the counter. To go beat up some cop. But then you read in Chaucer. Doesn't add up. Right? Yeah. And if this guy, that's the best proof you have. Because if you weren't, you know, chasing a masseuse around the Hollywood, the Beverly Hills Hotel, or, you know, then you maybe would have caught that note. Or they New York based. The Carlisle Hotel. Be chasing. I just picture like a Benny Hill montage, and like and the Google Hunting script is just sitting there in the foreground, not being read, with no notes given. This is not how math works. What's going on?
Judge Jenny Rivera called the errors egregious and said the remedy is a new trial. Weinstein's accusers could again be called to testify if prosecutors decide to pursue another trial.
Judge Madeline Singus, in a dissenting opinion, accused the majority of whitewashing the facts to conform to a he said, she said narrative, and failing to recognize that the jury was allowed to consider Weinstein's past assault. I don't know if you are if you're not convicted, though. I don't know how the law works. But I think if the justice system is lazy enough that this guy has never held account, then, like, yeah, you might not be able to bring up random accusations.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can't. I'm not a lawyer. This is my job. Yelling about nothing. That's my job. Someone get me a Frappuccino, please, before I set.
Don't put yourself down. You're a great legal mind.
Thank you. Our truth isn't overturned, Weinstein accuser says. All right, enough. No one needs to hear that. We're sorry for your loss or whatever.
Just say the truth.
Yeah.
Don't say our truth. It makes it sound weird and suspicious when you say our. Just say the truth.
Right. Our law.
Have a little confidence. This guy raped a million people.
Our version of the facts is not overturned.
Yeah.
Our version, our story, is whatever. He's working commercial production and alleged the wine. They don't need to comment, by the way. And they might want to. And I guess you're allowed to. But like, this shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be about who had acid thrown on them, who was chased around the Hollywood Hilton, you know, with a jar of acid or not. I don't know the facts. I didn't follow this case closely. Was he didn't have a jar of acid?
I don't believe he had a jar of acid.
I feel like everyone who does a crime should always have a jar of acid. Seems like a very good thing to have. I'm not trying to give advice to criminals. I'm just saying, like, I always assume if I was a criminal, if I was trying to rob a bank, I'd just have a jar of acid. And you know what I would do?
Mm-hmm.
Just toss it over my shoulder at the end.
Right.
No weapon. Where's the weapon? Eh? You see a weapon anywhere? I mean, I feel like
wouldn't the jar end up somewhere?
Wouldn't the acid destroy the jar?
How would you hold it then?
That's a good point. I feel like it's the kind of thing where there's a jar. I don't know. Maybe not. How do they want to throw acid at anyone then? Don't they do that in Russia? They throw acid on people?
I think they have. Don't they have like a. Yeah, that's a good. What is the container?
I think they make it up. It's all just big. Everything's a lie. There's a glitch in the Matrix. Or there's a device. Maybe they use a lead carafe.
We gotta look that up. We shouldn't give people instructions. It feels like giving people instructions.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing that. That's not good for the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe, please. Is there anything else in this? Texting with other survivors. We're all saying our hands were shaking so much, she said Thursday. They have a text group for the other survivors. I would advise to not.
There's a group chat for everything now.
I am not on a single group chat. Now, victims of crime should do whatever they want, I guess. Do other crimes. Not universally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, yeah. Do you think they should get a pass? They should do crimes?
They should do some symmetrical crimes.
What do you think these women should be allowed to do?
Well, remember we were covering that story on the Makeup Brigade or the California Girls Makeup Stealer Parade.
Not even a little bit.
I
when was this?
There is a woman who was a ringleader.
How long ago was... Oh.
And they were stealing stuff from Sephora.
Right, okay.
I think they should be able to do a little bit of that, maybe.
Okay, so you can steal from Sephora, but you have to... I mean, did every victim of abuse or just abuse by a famous man?
Well,
we need to make a ranking system for this.
Look, like a lot of things, if there's a famous person involved, you're more likely to get a little special treatment.
I feel like your Eucharist rank should factor into this. So that's your Eucharist. You know, the bigger your Eucharist, the more crimes you can commit. which makes sense. I mean, the holier you are, I think, look, people complain about this social credit system in China. But I feel like, you know, you look, they always talk about, like, they always focus on, like, the negative. Like, what do you get taken away for not for being bad? But how, you know, why not get something for being good? Hey, look at it that way.
Yeah.
So I get, if I, you know, if I pick up a little bit of garbage, do I get a free fish fillet sandwich? That'd be nice. Right?
Yeah, that would be nice.
If I don't throw ass at someone, what do I get?
Well, that's opening a can of worms if it's everything you don't do.
I think there should be, look, we're getting to AI, right? AI is a complicated idea. See, here's how I mean it. If you were to ask a civil servant, well, look, because this is my idea, that you would basically, you would have recognized capabilities registered with the government. And then if you didn't use them improperly, you would be rewarded for not using them improperly. So, like, I can demonstrate to the government that I know how to carry acid around. So every day I don't throw it at someone, I get a prize. But it would be too hard to track what everyone knows is capable of. But with AI, they can do that. I can log into Siri and say, hey, I learned about acid today. and it keeps track of what I know. And it follows me around. And I have this little jar. I don't know what it's made of yet. But in this version of reality, I would know. Mm-hmm. I'd have the right device, you know? And it would just keep track of it. And then I would get fish fillets all day. Right? Every day, I'd be munching on fish fillet sandwiches.
Yeah. Look, I could see how that would be nice for you.
And be good for everyone. Because people would learn skills. And it's a way to make the economy run better.
So that people would learn skills to do violence that they don't intend on doing.
Right.
And then every day they don't do it. But first you have to prove that you are capable of it.
Look, the people who are most likely to stab you and hurt you are going to learn them anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? So why not build that into the system and incentivize? People steal. Like, a lot of people who do the worst things get the least bit, you know? Like, the people who do the worst violent crimes are not making that much money off it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so maybe if we just appease them with fish fillet sandwiches, you know, it could be nice for them. They'll feel like they have a stake in society. That's all people want, is a stake in society. To not feel like they're being kicked out of show business. To not have their show taken away from them. To have a few fat seals of women clap for them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm proposing.
It could work.
Predictive social fish fillets. This is the future I envision. I'm not saying we copy from China. Because what has China done? They have TikTok. The government decided that TikTok is a spy. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just asking.
But they are going to ban it.
They're banning TikTok. Let's bring this up. Do we have this here? Let's bring it up. They've banned TikTok, which I think is fine. Because I don't know what China's up to, but I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? So we can ban TikTok, but I think we keep the social credit scores. But we do them in a way where you get nice prizes. What's wrong with that? Can the U.S. actually ban TikTok? Well, that aged badly. It did, didn't it?
This is 3 days ago.
Well, isn't that when he signed it? This is from Vox.
Biden has signed a bill to ban TikTok, but it's not over yet.
Let's see, this. I mean, they said this about torture, didn't they?
Right.
Well, we can't torture people. You know what they said? Shut up. But Cheney, were we talking about this on the Patreon the other day? How Cheney basically, he was like, we're going to torture people. And you go, well, it doesn't seem like you're allowed to. Well, you know, the Constitution says you can't. You know, we have a judge who ruled and said you could.
Mm.
Well, can we see that finding? Like, no. It's in the safe. It's classified. So, but we're not going to ban TikTok. I think they'll figure that out. But what's the argument here?
President Joe Biden has signed a bill to ban TikTok, starting a 9-month countdown until the social media app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
Every time we do say ByteDance, we go,
ByteDance.
ByteDance. Give me the money. ByteDance. Fish fillet.
Will be forced to sell it or have it be removed from U.S. app stores. The proposed ban has generated furor Furor on Capitol Hill and online.
That generated the Furor. Oh, no, we brought back the Furor.
That's why it was confusing me. I was like, it can't just be pronounced Furor, but I guess it is.
Yeah.
And online, since it first passed the House as a standalone bill last month, TikTok has not actively pursued any buyers and is not vowing to challenge the ban in court.
You said what, you don't want to try to pronounce that? Is that what happened? Despite former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, among others, having expressed interest. I believe it's Mnuchin.
Mm.
You didn't know how to say it. Mnuchin? Mnuchin is it. Mnuchin.
I just thought if it's in parentheses, it must not be very good.
Well, I mean, I think Steve Mnuchin wants to buy TikTok. I think it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
He's a weird nerd-looking guy. Why do you think he wants to own TikTok? If China's using it, why aren't we just using it? Why can't we make our own TikTok?
Well, I think it's like it would be hard at this point for a knockoff TikTok to compare with their TikTok.
What if we just put a tariff on TikTok? What if the U.S. government just gave money to people to make TikToks? Mm-hmm. It would catch on. Like, you pay less, you get a tax subsidy if you make money on TikTok, on U.S. TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You know? How come the government can't work for? Give me a fish fillet. You guys have good fish fillet sandwiches. Are they're not just for Lent? You know they're all year round. They're delicious. They have the tartar sauce. They're fried. They're greasy. They go on a bun. Perfect. There's already been a revolt from users over First Amendment concerns. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Do you remember the Patriot Act? Julian Assange is like in a 2x2 room right now, like just standing up straight for 3 weeks at a time. First Amendment. Didn't they like put that woman in jail because she wouldn't ride on Scooter Libby? This is all before there's no one on TikTok would know what I'm talking about right now. I can guarantee you that. It's 15-year-olds. Scooter Libby.
Do you remember what was the last time that you were like in a sincere way, like, oh my God, there's First Amendment concerns here?
Like 1994? Maybe like five? Like, the 90s at least. I mean, certain things happened in the beginning of the 2000s. I don't mean the band Everclear. That really put that into question.
Hmm.
Let's just say I didn't come of age in an era where the First Amendment was very valued.
Last month, the social media app told its users to call their members of Congress in protest of the new bipartisan bill.
Throw fish fillets out.
Dance at them.
They do that thing where it's like, oh, I'm in a outfit and I'm in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what would it be? It would be like, I'm in the bikini, but now I'm like, it's just a little screen mask on or something. Yeah. Something scary.
Arguing that the ban would infringe on their constitutional right to free expression and harm business and creators across the country.
The only way you can pull the First Amendment off is if you want to, like, create a theocracy. Then they're all about the First Amendment.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, make a... Turn Tennessee into, like, some kind of, Mormon fundamentalist, encampment. Then you're cool.
can't stop them. It's religion.
It's religion. But otherwise the First Amendment is like, it's not worth the parchment that the fish fillet bun is made of. lawmakers in both parties didn't take kindly to the impromptu lobbying frenzy. Some characterize it as confirmation that the poor should be put into camps. Of their fears that the Chinese-owned app, which is already... Wait, hold on. Some characterize it as confirmation of their fears that the Chinese-owned app, which is already banned on government devices, is brainwashing America. I don't know what the purpose of brainwashing America is through TikTok. Like, I'm not saying it's not. Just because I don't understand the purpose. I don't know why they're doing it exactly. But I assume it's to dumb them down, right?
Right.
I don't think the best proof of that is vivid protests.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's also, like, I don't think they're, like, ultimately, whatever it is, I don't think their end goal is to get people to, like, defend TikTok.
Or the Constitution.
Right. Like, it's just, It's also just the it's also just the perfect response to have.
I mean, if that's true, China might be on our side against our oligarchy government.
We want to ban your app. We don't want you to ban it. Well, you're brainwashed, clearly. Clearly, this guy's out of control.
Is China trying to protect the U.S. Constitution? This is crazy. I wouldn't have thought so. I'm not, like, Team China, but maybe. The White House has backed the bill from the beginning, reportedly providing technical support to legislators when they were drafting it, even as Biden's re-election campaign has started using TikTok for voter outreach. As he should, because it's fun. Don't you want to see Joe Biden drool on loop to Mbop? Just sing Mbop is coming.
Mbop.
He's just drooling.
Mbop.
Yeah. Like that.
What do you
Theater of the Mind.
This is because the Biden boys, I forget what their names were, but the Biden boys that
Hunter
were on TikTok,
and there was Bo, right?
No, not those boys.
Oh,
the young men that were like
Harry Stinson or whatever.
Yeah, is that because they didn't work?
Yeah, were you trying
is
to
that
like
why he's doing this?
Wasn't he trying to shove the Biden boys down our throat? Hey, we care about the environment.
Something tells me if the Biden boys has been a hit, you know, this would not be happening.
Hey, bro, we care about the environment. We're 19. Shut up. People don't know what we're talking about. I don't think the people who watch us understand that. I don't think it's a big overlap in the audience.
It's not clear whether the ban will survive legal scrutiny. A federal court recently overturned a Montana law that sought to ban TikTok. The legislators have argued that it is a narrow scope and would not amount to a total ban on TikTok that would violate the First Amendment. Some legal experts believe otherwise. In my view, this loaded gun is a ban in all but name.
I just hold me a gun.
Yeah. He puts it in his mouth.
It's an armored gun. The bar for such a justification is necessarily very high in order to protect America's First Amendment rights. Blah, blah, blah. Lawmakers argue the bill under consideration isn't actually a total ban. Rather, it would enact a new authority. Scroll down, please. To narrowly define situations when they are controlled by a foreign adversary. I mean, we declared war on China. How does this work? Like, when do we have, like, diplomatic relations with China. Now, I'm not being naive here. I'm just asking how, like, at what point are you allowed, like, could we just be like, well, France owns this app, so go to hell.
Right.
I mean, are we allowed to? Like, when do we decide that China is officially our adversary? I get it, but we're not even in a Cold War with China, per se. Right? It's not like Russia.
Yeah.
Even Russia now. Like, we've never, we have our grievances, right? Like, we rat them out to their human rights abuses sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know why they don't just go, well, you too. What do you do? But whatever.
Apparently there have been some, like, I was listening to some show recently where they were going through, like, all of the different telecommunications,
yeah,
like, international kind of bans that they've done in the past. And I guess there was, like, one, like, way back in the day where they made it illegal for, like, foreign entities to advertise on the radio or something. Like, so I guess it's been kind of done before.
Okay. But I just didn't know. As long as, I mean, look, I'm not even making the case that as long as you treat them the same as other countries. I don't care. Yeah. I'm just asking if you're, they seem to be talking as if, well, it's China. And it's like, I'm just curious when does that happen? Do we all get together and say they're an adversary? We trade with them all the time. I know that they were contentious, right? They're snapping up all the mines. I like to care about things that don't affect me. This is a prime example. Like, I should be saying like and subscribe, join our Patreon. But I'm like, how did we define an adversary? I'm the only guy asking this.
They do vacillate a lot.
Yeah.
They expect us to, like, kind of switch back and forth.
Right.
Randomly.
I just want a fish fillet.
Yeah.
Can we get one after the show?
Yeah, maybe. You can get one.
Oh, you're too good for it?
I mean, I've never liked the idea of a fish fillet. But
why?
It's just not my, you know.
Because you don't love America? You're a communist?
It's just not my speed. I like a cheeseburger, which is more American.
That's so jingoistic. It's so jingoistic. You realize that fishing for a huge swath of the country is a major industry. All right? Fishing. You know who's a fisherman?
Who?
Jesus. We hung out with a lot of fishermen.
Was he a fisherman, or did he just multiply the fish?
Well, he was hanging out with fishermen all the time.
He was a carpenter.
All his friends were fishermen. He said, I'm a fisher of men, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Seems different than a fisherman, though.
He's also the same. In some ways, it's the same exact thing.
I feel like it's just him trying to insert himself.
I'm sure he knew how to
look cool with the fishermen.
I'm sure he knew how to fish.
Oh, you guys are fishermen? Well, I'm a bit of a fisher of men.
That sounds like he was trying to pick him up. Are you a fisherman? Well, I am a fisher of men. He's like, well, bro, we have families. Oh, well, yeah, whatever. You know, I'll hang out though. You guys seem cool though. What? I mean, what? Are you gonna be able to get mad about that?
I think some would, but you know. They're just telling on themselves.
You're telling on yourselves. Because Jesus is just busy fishing men and making fish fillets.
It doesn't matter. Honestly,
is that why you don't want me to eat fish fillets? Because we're married and you're jealous of me fishing men? You think I'm out there fishing men? It's raining men. Hallelujah.
I think it's fine. Look, I'm not going to be disgusted if you eat a fish fillet next to me.
I thought you were going
to
say something else. Algorithm. What do we take away from this whole? You know, we got Ellen, we got Weinstein, we got fish fillets, and we got TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
What's the unifying? I think we should start summarizing our shows now. So what's the unifying factor?
I think they should give Ellen DeGeneres a TikTok show.
And then put her on trial.
And then it will kind of die a natural death.
Mm.
It's, you know.
That's interesting. Does she get her own TikTok show? I mean, she can just have her own TikTok show, right? Like, Tucker Carlson just made his own show. He's not whining about getting kicked out. He actually got kicked out.
Yeah.
And from all accounts, he's a lovely guy. Right? No one accused him.
I don't know about all accounts, but I'm sure some accounts.
I think it may have been some accounts that were not great, but whatever. But I mean, the point is, he went and made his own show. Why isn't Ellen?
Yeah, that's true.
Or Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, no, she shouldn't complain. She should make her own thing.
Should Harvey Weinstein get in on the TikTok thing in prison? Are you allowed to? Are prisoners allowed to make TikToks? I think that should be a First Amendment issue. If we're going to talk about the First Amendment, shouldn't Harvey Weinstein be allowed to be on TikTok? I say yes, even though I find the man deplorable. Mm-hmm. I still think he should be allowed on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, should prisoners in general be allowed there?
It'd be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Well, you can't profit. So
give him that's always a problem with recidivism, right? Is that they never have like a bad income after they get out of prison. Let them generate some income on TikTok. That they can cash in on when they get out of prison.
Well, give the money to the families. Is that not done already?
The families probably have enough money.
Yeah, you're right. Of course. Why wouldn't they be rich? Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Again, like, subscribe, sign up for our Patreon if you like. It's $5 a month for you get extra episodes every week. So I feel like it's the best deal in showbiz. And you say, I mean, what about a free show? That's good. Not as good. So you can do that if you like. And if not, it's fine because we appreciate you anyway. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week.